Welcome back. I trust you were encouraged and blessed by days 1 and 2. This is day 3. We're going to look at the 8th division of Psalms. Let's read from verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You who set your glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. This psalm begins and ends with the same words. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. God's name represents his authority, his power, his unique abilities. God can do things no other can do. Now, this psalm continues and explains what God can do. Verse 2 says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. This speaks of God's ability to bring strength out of what is weak and immature. God can take you and me and bless us in ways we could never imagine or do on our own. Whatever or whoever that God becomes a part of gains his advantage. What you can never do on your own, with God, all things are possible. The psalm continues explaining the heavens as the work of God's fingers, including the moon and the stars that he created. And then the focus shifts directly to people. So here God shows his power to strengthen the weak and the small. The same God made the heavens and the earth. And now the same God focuses his attention on you and me. Now God's power then is available. The same power that made the heavens is available to you and me. The question from verse 4 is also found in the book of Hebrews chapter 2. It's quoted from Psalms where it says, and what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? The New Century Version says this, why are people even important to you? Why do you take care of human beings? Why does God care so much about you and me? Why did he send Jesus to die for people, not for angels, but for people? And the answer is we were made a little lower than the angels. The Hebrews reading of that text literally means we were made a little lower than God. Because you're made in God's image and likeness, he has a lot invested in you. Because you're made in God's image and likeness, that makes you more important than any other part of God's creation. This is why God pays so much attention to us. That's why he sent Jesus to redeem us and to help us. I think about the first round draft pick of the NFL or the NBA, where these teams would choose a young man who they would develop, they'll invest a lot of money into. And the whole idea behind this top draft pick is they place their hopes on that player to help them win. But how much more important are we who are made in God's image than athletes? We're all first round, first picks in God's kingdom. Verse 6 again says, you've made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. That's what God's intended. God intended for you to live life in dominion over your possessions, over your circumstances. He really ordained us to handle everything in this world in the right way. But because of sin, because of our own failings and sinful nature, we've done anything but have dominion and handle things right. Now, Hebrews adds to this thought because it says in Hebrews chapter 2, even while it was God's plan for us to have dominion and to have all things under our feet, Hebrews says we do not see all things under our feet. So the Hebrews writer recognizes that even though God's intention was that mankind would have dominion because of sin. We don't have dominion. We don't see it. But then it says this in the next verse, it says in Hebrews, it says, but we see Jesus, who was made, or you could say also made, a little lower than the angels or God, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Now, Christ, we know, is God. But for the purposes of his mission, then he became flesh and blood. He took upon himself the form of a man in the likeness of sinful flesh. And it says this, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone, right? So Jesus came to fulfill the destiny and the purpose that we lost. So what God said in back in Psalms of us having dominion and all that, that's God's plan, but it couldn't be fulfilled until Jesus came to redeem us. So the reality that God can make something great out of our lives is one of his greatest miracles. His greatest ability is to make something of our lives. Again, the final verse says, as the first verse says, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. That's a good thought, isn't it? Today, our reflection question is this. What things can you do through Christ that you could not do without him? Think about that. Well, God bless you. I trust you enjoyed this lesson. I pray you come back on tomorrow. Now, some lessons will be written. Some will be video. We mix it up. But I trust you enjoy the video lessons when they're being offered to you. You have a great day. And remember, every good thing happens on a firm foundation. God bless you.